Thank you very much for giving the floor, Madam Chair. Mr. High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, allow me at the outset to express my sincere gratitude to His Excellency, the President and the members of the Bureau, and congratulate their leadership of the work of the UNHCR Executive Committee. We also would like to congratulate the High Commissioner, Mr. Philippou, for his re-election, which we believe came as a clear testimony and recognition for his restless effort and valuable dedication he has been showing to this organization throughout the last years. Madam Chair, High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Sudan has been hosting refugees, mainly from the neighboring countries, since the 60s. The current number of refugees, as reference, is 1.3 million refugees in total. The point I want to highlight here is that this number does not reflect the real population of the refugees currently reside in Sudan. This might be the case in several other countries. The issue is that it is probable that we, in this meeting, are dealing with refugees figures not reflective of the reality on ground. Thus, the refugee burden on the hosting countries, Sudan is one of them, is higher than the reported. Sudan is currently making effort and will continue to do so to rectify this situation in the very near future based on the level of resources availed. A comprehensive biometric registration is currently under implementation in close collaboration between the Sudan's Commission of Refugees and the UNHCR country office. The next year plan is to booster it through adoption of comprehensive campaigns approach. Sudan has been committed to continue hosting refugees to the level of its own resources, as well as the resources received from the international community. Though Sudan is implementing encampment approach for the refugees' residence, the current situation displays a status of approximately 70% of refugees residing out of camps in urban and rural areas, but mostly in urban areas. The refugees in Sudan are categorized into mainly three groups: old-timer refugees, who are those choose to remain in Sudan and under refugee status after their camps or after their camps were closed. The second is the protracted caseload in camps or out of camps in urban or rural and rural areas. The third are those who are new caseload since 2020. Madam Chair, in pursuit of compliance with the principles enshrined in the Global Compact for Refugees, Sudan's refugees response approach can be mainly grouped into two: emergency service delivery to the new caseload refugees and needy families of their host communities, and self-reliance development support to all refugees and their host communities. This is, of course, besides the caveat of ensuring provision of protection services to all refugees and their host communities. It is worth to note that the policy guidance of Sudan's programmatic response towards their durable solutions for refugees is economic and social inclusion. at the community, local and national level, with inclusion in systems and budgeting at the fairest and mandatory step. Our priorities also include the alleviation of the negative impact of refugees on the environment. Failure to realize the above, the famous and very widely appreciated Sudan's hospitality towards refugees and its associated open door policy will be hard to be maintained at the current levels. This risk is anticipated fairest and mostly at the community level and expected to grow upwards to political groups, the media, the general public, and finally to the government apparatus. The main driving factor is the widely disseminated message that the new internationally adopted paradigm in refugees response is burden sharing between the refugee hosting country and the international community, and the response and that the response is both for the needy refugees, for the need of refugees, as well as the host communities. And also the message includes focus, that the response is to focus on self-reliance to both refugees and their host communities. Madam Chair, with regard to the regional efforts aiming to address the protected population movement issues, Sudan would like to reiterate its unwavering commitment and full readiness to fully support and implement the Durable Solution Initiative for refugees, retainees, and IDPs and host communities in Sudan and South Sudan. The national strategy has been concluded and is ready for endorsement by the competent authorities. It is worth mentioning that the strategy was drafted in a comprehensive and inclusive way that brought together all relevant stakeholders, including representatives of IDPs, retainees, refugees, and host communities. I also, concluding, I want also to express Sudan's happiness to announce its support and to align with the statement made by the African group and the Arab groups in this meeting. And finally, I just want to say, Madam Chair and High Commissioner, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, we would like to express again our deep appreciation for UNHCR for the continuous and distinguished relationships with the government of Sudan. And we wish all the success to the deliberation of this session. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
I thank the Sudan.